I'm WSB's Clark Howard.
From Dunwoody to Douglasville.
Washington to Woodstock.
Whenever and wherever there's
severe weather, a traffic red alert, or breaking news.
The WSB 24-hour breaking news center
will break in.
Depend on it.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome to the show and a good Tuesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 10:07, 7 after 10. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. The gang all here. Low T Chuck screens the calls. Longoria with that stoic Mexican work ethic. On the other side of the takeout window, you are not an anchor baby, right? You're just flat out illegal.
Yeah, I'm not an anchor baby.
You're just flat out illegal.
Nice. That's a good
Your
one.
Daughters are anchor babies.
No, they're not.
No?
No.
Oh, that's right, because your wife's legit.
Yeah. Right. That's why I got married.
Interesting. That's as much as we're going to talk about immigration here tonight on the Mark Arum Show. We are going to have some fun, but before we get to the fun tonight, I got you guys a little gift today. Now, I know Erickson buys you like cashmere sweaters, Chuck, and robes and oils and stuff.
And then I got weird.
All right, so I got you guys each the same t-shirt today. Can you see me, Chuck?
Yeah, I can.
All right. The front of it, I'm going to show it. I'll tweet out a picture of it. I'm going to show it to Longoria first. What does that say? Read it out loud.
I made out with Wendy Perricorn. Whatever that is.
Hold it up a little bit higher. I made out with Wendy
Peppercorn.
Wendy Peppercorn.
Yeah.
Whoever Peppercorn is.
Do you know guys who know that is?
No.
I have no idea.
The two biggest fans of the movie Sandlot in the entire world don't know who Wendy Peppercorn is.
Wendy Peppercorn. Oh, yes.
So I guess I got you guys Sandlot t-shirts.
That's awesome. That's
better. Long sleeve baseball t-shirts. Nice. Yeah, I don't know about the sizes. I got what they had. So I got a double X.
I'll get Hot Neighbor to wear it for 90.
She's not a double XL.
No, but it'll be easy.
Oh, they're
to
both
take
double
off.
XLs. Yeah, so maybe 90s for your wives. But
and
it's,
I
got,
can
the,
wear double
it's
X.
Got the glasses.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and on the back it says
that's
the Sandlot.
Cool.
So there you go. You made
Where'd
out
you get that at? That's cool.
Yeah, where'd you find those?
We had like a garage sale here today.
What?
A yard sale
How did
at
I
the
miss
station.
This?
Because it was 9 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, that's
still
a lie.
Sleeping.
So basically, they cleaned out all the prize closets and sold stuff to employees to raise money for United Way.
Yeah,
and
okay.
So I was like, oh, my goodness, I got to get these for those bananas that like the Sandlot. So maybe later on, you guys will put them on and I'll tweet out a picture. But
okay.
There you go. You made out with Wendy Peppercorn. I said, I got to get those. So that's
nice.
From the, and that's where I got the 95.5 The Beat flip flops.
Oh, okay. That's why I was wondering why those were on your desk.
Yeah. Those were the. It was an assortment of old
assortment of goodies
stuff from old stations here. So there you go. All right, we're gonna jump in the showers today, guys.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
Metaphorically.
Oh.
We're not actually gonna shower together.
Come on, I want to take a steam.
So I've got. We're gonna talk about all things that have to do with showering tonight. But I want to start by this, and I think I might need mental attention.
I doubt it.
I don't know. I think I need help. So check this out. So I'm 41 years old. I've been showering by myself, or on my own, I should say.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
For, I don't know, when do kids start?
By myself.
Longoria, is your daughter bathe herself yet?
No, no.
How old is she?
She's 2.5.
So whenever I started showering by myself.
You have to, probably around, I would say 4 or 5, maybe?
5, yeah. All right, let's just, for the sake of argument, say.
Yeah, who cares?
So 36 years I've been showering on my own. In the last 10 showers, over the last 10 days, we'll say, I shower at least once a day, maybe more. Today, I showered twice. I do what I got to do. I shower, wash my hair, blah, 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 soap up, boom, boom. Rinse off, and I go out. 4 of the last 10 showers, I have forgotten to rinse under my right underarm.
Like the soap?
The soap, yeah.
I've done that before.
4 out of my last 10 showers, I've been like, oh, son of a biscuit. And then I had to go back in the shower and do it. What is wrong with me? This is
weird. I'm actually worried about my mental health right now because
I mean I've forgotten to rinse off different parts every once in a while, but not
exactly
with any frequency.
And of the six that I didn't do it, I've been like in the shower, you're like, all right, don't forget right underarm. Don't forget right underarm. You got to clean that off. You got to. What the flocko is wrong with me that I'm mentally incapable
That's
of
weird.
Rinsing off my not the left one. The left one I always get. The right one is always still soapy.
I don't know.
Do you have any theories on what the hell's going on in my head right now?
I have no, unless you're changing up your shower routine.
No, I'm not.
I'm routine. I do the exact same thing. So sometimes if something happens, let's just leave that for interpretation.
Yeah.
But something happens that messes up my routine. Yeah, I've forgotten to do certain things. Like I've gotten out of the shower and realized I didn't wash my hair. Like I got my hair wet.
That's in the
wrong
first thing I do.
In the wrong sequence of my routine, I got my hair wet, and then throughout the shower, I thought, "Oh, my hair's already wet. I clearly washed my hair," and then got out and go, "Ah, crap! No, I didn't."
That's the first thing I do. Now I've washed my hair twice by accident.
Yeah, I've done that.
But usually the first thing I do, I get in the shower, wet my hair, shampoo up. That's the first thing I do. Now, granted, me forgetting to rinse off under my right underarm, this happens at 3:30 in the morning.
Well, that could be too.
But that shouldn't be an excuse. I've been showering at 3:30 in the morning for 18 years, so it shouldn't be
right
the reason. But I'm really starting to worry. Like, I'm getting all choked up about this. Like, there's something not firing correctly on all synapses in my brain waves right now. The only other time that anything similar to this happened was maybe 9 years ago, and I took Chantix to quit smoking. Have you ever heard of Chantix?
Yeah.
And they say there's like mental side effects or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I, for three straight mornings, I woke up after taking Chantix and forgot to zip up my fly.
Nice.
Going to work. So three straight, I started taking this to stop smoking, Chantix,
mm-hmm.
and for three straight mornings, I forgot to zip up my fly to go to work, which, you know, normally might not be a big deal, but I'm on television
right.
with my fly down.
Luckily, the waist up, from the waist up.
No, this
you?
Didn't used to be. Like, this was
really?
Full frontal. So after 3 days of that, I was like, all right, I'm done with the Chantix.
This right, is right.
Obviously,
smoking's better.
It's messing up with right. my brain somehow.
Yeah, smoking's better.
But that's the only time I've ever had anything similar to this mm-hmm. where it's befuddling.
Are you taking any medication?
No,
any
nothing.
Medication?
ZzzQuil. I mean, but I, you know, drink that out of the jug for years. That's not a...
right.
Like, I'm not on any new medicine, no new diet, no, I mean...
Have you been in a hurry? Were you like in a hurry?
No, it's like
just regular morning. Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Four of my last 10 showers I've forgotten to rinse off underneath my right.
And that's the worst too when you get out and you realize.
Yeah, and there's soap dripping down, and I'm like, what the?
And then you got to get back in and rinse.
Yeah.
It off.
It's even worse when it's different parts of your body.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
yeah.
luckily
yeah,
that
I've
hasn't
forgotten
happened.
That. I've forgotten
yeah,
that before.
That's bad.
So I don't know if there's anyone out there, a psychiatrist yeah. or a brain doctor. What are those called? What are brain doctors
Neurologist?
Called? Neurologist. Is there anyone out there, or if you know one, give them a call because I'm a little worried.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is like the first step into like Alzheimer's or something. Like something is...
Not firing.
Yeah. Like mm-hmm. there's like I'm slowly, my gray matter slowly going away. I think like this could be, you know, who knows? Like this could be... Commonplace textbook, like, oh yeah, right. you know, you have Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Like that's the
yeah,
first sign.
Textbook.
That's the first sign of, you know, not washing
Wait,
your
did
right.
Did you forget arm? Your left armpit? No, it was my right armpit. Oh yeah, you're in trouble.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
You're in trouble
like,
for that.
If
one.
It was the left, it's no big deal.
But how weird is that? The left one I always take care of, and the right one. Now here's one thing: my right shoulder has been absolutely killing me for a couple months. So maybe mentally, my brain's like, don't lift up your right shoulder because it hurts,
be.
And.
Now that's plausible.
But you think my brain, I would, you know, if my brain thinks that, I should realize that my brain's thinking that, like, stop, you know.
Right.
It's just weird. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. We're going to discuss all things showers, but if anyone has any words of wisdom or a diagnosis of what the hell's going on in my head right now, I'd love to hear from you. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Before I lose my mind in the shower every morning. Jordan's in Mayreta. Jordan, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What up, buddy?
Good. I got two things.
Okay.
If I work at the Cox Media Complex in Sandy Springs, if I take a shower in the morning, I will forget my badge to get in the building, guaranteed.
You shower at home?
Yeah, if I shower at home in the morning, I will forget my security badge to get in the building.
What does one thing have to do with the other? That's weird.
I don't know. I have no idea. It's kind of like your right arm. You don't know what's going on there.
I don't know what's going on. So how do you prevent that? You don't shower in the morning now?
No. You know, I'm in the kitchen. It's no big deal. But
I got you.
The other thing, my wife has this terrible habit. She'll take a shower, she'll dry her hair, but not the rest of her body, and then try and hop in bed with a wet body.
Oh.
There's nothing worse than wet sheets.
Yeah, that's not good.
Drives me nuts.
That's weird.
Well, y'all have a good night.
All right, Jordan, appreciate it. Here's something that always bothers me.
Okay.
Like, I'm a shower in the morning kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy Chewy is a shower at night person. I don't understand shower at night people.
I discovered shower at night people when I moved to the Midwest and the South, because they always showered before bed. Now, whether they got up and took a shower or not, just because it's always humid and they didn't want to do, like, so there was like, if I shower at night, all I did was sleep. I'll just get up and go to work. Like, they were, I discovered that was not a thing where I'm from.
I don't
shower at night.
Those people are foreign to me. I don't know what the shower, my buddy Chewy will shower at night before he goes to sleep, get up, go to work without showering. I don't understand that. Like, I if you want to do
you're
both,
a shower at night before bed, like on a weekend.
Sure, I'll do that.
Yeah.
But I'm going to shower in the morning.
In the
too.
Morning, yeah.
I have no problem with the double shower.
Yeah.
But it's the shower at night, which kind of makes sense. You don't want to get into your bed.
Yeah.
Dirty.
Gross.
But to not shower in the morning, like I need the morning shower.
Yeah, I have to wake up. If I have to get up before my sleep until 10, like I do most days.
Yeah.
If I have to get up, I have to get up and go right to the shower, or I just can't.
I would feel
it takes me too long.
Like
to
even if I shower, let's say a shower tonight when I get home, I have to shower in the morning, or I'm gonna just feel like gross and disgusting.
What if
all
you took
day.
A shower now and you're up 2 hours from?
It
what
doesn't
you,
matter.
Really, you have to take a shower again.
Yeah, see, I used to be a shower at night guy. Like if I take a shower at night, I'm not taking one in the morning.
Which but I can't. I can't go through the day without the shower.
I usually take a shower before I come to work since I come late.
Yeah,
it's because you got baby involved on you.
Baby throw up.
Yeah, I
on
do.
You.
I did. Well,
we do appreciate that, by
that
the way.
True
we do
today.
Appreciate that. Joe the trucker is up on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Mark. Next to the old 688 Club is the best industrial clinic in town. You've got a body rhythm problem, and you need to see a doctor.
What's a body rhythm problem?
In other words, if you went to bed at 9 o'clock and got up at 6, you'd feel refreshed. Something in your body isn't refreshing, and it's probably your mind.
That makes sense with my schedule, absolutely.
So you need to go to an industrial clinic. The best one is right there behind the Varsity, between over next to the old 688 Club. Best one in town.
That sounds
to the guy that sells T-shirts at the World Trade Center.
Yeah, that sounds awful. Industrial clinic. What the hell goes on in an industrial clinic?
They deal with it because truckers are notorious for having body rhythm problems.
Oh, I got you. But why? Yes, I mean, but I've been doing this shift for 18 years. Why all of a sudden now am I forgetting to rinse off my underarm?
Something in your body has depleted. I wouldn't know what it would be. Potassium or something like that?
Testosterone. Maybe you got low
T. My testosterone is dipping.
Low T.
All right.
The real low T.
That makes sense. He says I have a body rhythm problem. That makes the most sense of anything I've heard. That or I have Alzheimer's. Those are the two leading candidates right now. What the hell's going on with me? Jason, Mary, Joe, and Marco, hang on. We'll get to you. We're going to discuss all things showers today, by the way, on the program. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. On Twitter, at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
We are zestfully clean tonight on the Mark Arum Show. Back to the phones we go, in depth into my brain. Jason is in Kennesaw. Jason, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks. Big fan, you and the team.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, I'm convinced. I was yelling at my radio, and then you said it yourself on air about your lathering issue there. I'm the simple guy in me wants to say it's your injury. I mean, you're bound to have programmed yourself to have some limited motion or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've programmed my body like that from time in the past. I lost a contact in high school, and for like the rest of the semester, I couldn't get it because they were expensive back then. So I would read a book by pushing my nose like in the book so I could use the non-prescripted eye to read. But as soon as I got the contact replacement, you know, it was I gave myself a chronic headache for like weeks because I would instantly bring the book to my face.
Because you were programmed to do that.
Programmed. You programmed. I'm convinced you programmed yourself.
It might be. But I've had the shoulder issue's been with me for like 3 months, and I've been slacking going to the doctor. Again, this is a former baseball injury, Longoria, in case you were wondering. I've always had
Division
shoulder
one,
issues. But in the last 10 days, this has become a thing where I have not, you know, rinsed off underneath my right arm. So you think it's definitely has to do with my shoulder?
Yes, but the silver lining is you're getting washed and lathered, so congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a clean freak, but I'm a freak nonetheless. All right, we're going to discuss more things about showering. The night showers, all the bottles and lotions that folks use. We're going to have fun with this, I promise. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. More of your calls after news, weather, and traffic. Stick around. This is The Mark Arum Show.
For the kind of stunning you miss, I must beseech you. With you is a top priority. Ain't no need to question the authority.
I'm WSB's Mark Arum.
The WSB 24-hour breaking news center is on alert.
With immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
traffic red alerts,
from Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all the rest.
All the rest.
WSB. Depend on it.
This is Scott Slade, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show. But you really should go to sleep right now so you can wake up in time to hear Atlanta's morning news tomorrow starting at 4:30 a.m. I can see your eyes moving. I know you're pretending.
Welcome back to the show, 10:37, 23 in front of 11. Mark Arum at your beck and call till midnight every Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB, at least until they put me in the nut house, because I am worried about my mental capacities. In case you missed the beginning of the show, 4 of my last 10 showers, I'll do the math for you, Chuck, that's 40% of my last 10 showers.
You.
I have forgotten to rinse the soap underneath my right underarm. 4 out of 10. I've turned the water off and then realized there's soap dripping down out of my right armpit and like had to turn the shower back on, stick my arm up there, rinse off again, and I'm worried that something is wrong with my mind. Now, the last caller, Jason, says he thinks it has to do with my shoulder injury. My right shoulder has been, I just cringed when I lifted it up right there. For 3 months or so, my right shoulder has been hurting. And he thinks I've trained my brain to not want to lift my arm up to rinse out. Because you got to lift up.
Oh, yeah.
Put it under the faucet like this. Like right now, this doesn't hurt. I'm mimicking what I would do
if
I was properly rinsing off.
Why don't you get one of those ones that comes off and you can just, and don't have to actually lift up at all.
The detachable shower heads.
Yeah.
Your wife might like it.
Yeah, it'd be good for your dogs, too, so you can bathe your dogs.
I'm good. My wife and I have two separate showers. She has a removable head. There's nothing dirty about what I just said, Chuck.
I didn't say anything.
A removable shower head. The one in my, I've got the lower end shower, but
right.
Just the old 1971 faucet with amazing water pressure, by the way, which is why I won't mess with it.
Is it better water pressure than your wife's?
Yeah. It's like the one Kramer got from the circus.
Jerry can't handle this. He's delicate.
Yeah, exactly. When they had the low flow. Yeah, I've got the Supreme. I love the shower.
Stole a shower head from a place I was renting once because it was old and it forced out water like a fire hose.
It's amazing.
I took it and bought a new one and put it on there and left it, and I hauled it around for years until I moved. I moved to the south, I lost it in the move.
I don't know
what happened to it. But yeah, every place I did, I'd take their shower head off and I'd put it up in the
closet. I wish you had told me that like 2 years ago.
Because I, why?
I just like you better now. That you went through that.
You would have been called low T Chuck.
I did. Yeah. I took it. Yeah. It was, I lived in an old trailer, and I loved that
shower. You stole the
shower
head. That's fantastic.
And put a new one on there.
All right. Your thoughts on showering and my limited mental capacities. Mary Jo is in Marietta. Mary Jo, welcome to the program.
Air, how are you?
Excellent. How are you, dear?
I'm just fine. I was thinking about your dilemma, and I have a rotator cuff problem in my right shoulder also, and I know that subliminally I, or just, you know, just outright, don't lift my right arm as much because of it, and my husband does too. He has one in his right shoulder, and, no, actually in his left shoulder, and he has a tendency not to lift the arm also. So I think you're, you know, it is some training of the brain, just, you know, whether you realize it, it just happens subliminally. And also, I was thinking about the direction you enter into the shower. When you go straight into the shower, do you immediately rotate and turn, say, to your left, and then have your arm and your back is to the shower?
No, I go head first. I go straight facing the shower head, wash my hair first, then my body, then I rinse off, and then I...
You turning around, though, at the same time to the left?
No, what do you, I don't know. There's no turning. I get in, I face the shower head, I wash my body. At some point, I'll turn around, but...
Okay. Like, in the turnaround process is what I'm thinking, and you might not be showering under the right arm, and then you're turning so fast, you know, you're turning around, and then you think to do catch your left arm as you're going out the door, maybe.
Oh, no, that's I take care of that well before I'm out the shower door.
Okay.
So you have a rotator cuff problem. Do you ever not rinse under your arm?
No, but I have done what that other caller said, and that was as I enter into the shower, if my mind is really busy, I might, you know, and I'm thinking about the morning or and what's going to happen, transpire during the day, I get in there and wet my hair, and then possibly I had this happen 3 times in a row, just like you did. I got my hair wet, and then I blow-dried it and realized I hadn't...
You hadn't washed it, yeah.
Yeah, and it was just so frustrating because I had to jump right back in the shower.
I hope it's because of the shoulder and not that I'm getting Alzheimer's or something. But it makes sense because I can't... Like, usually I'll sleep on my sides. How do you sleep, Longoria? On your stomach, on your back, on your side?
My back and my sides.
All right. I sleep on my sides, too, and I can't sleep on my right side because of the shoulder. So I've been forced to sleep just on my left side now, which limits me in my sleeping. Because usually I'll go left, and then I'll go right, and I'll go left until I fall asleep, you know?
Right, right.
But I can't go right anymore.
Can't go right.
No, yeah. It's driving me crazy. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
We need more Lemon Pledge.
Marco in Lilburn joins us on the program. Hello, Marco.
Hello, I appreciate the soundbite.
No problem, my friend.
If I forget something, it's always been my ears. After washing my ears, I'll get out, comb my hair, and, you know, get a Q-tip or something, and I'm like, there's soap in my ears.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't wash my ears.
In the shower?
No.
Yeah. You don't do it when you wash your face?
No.
Your finger in your ear?
No. I use Q-tips. I clean my ear like 3 times a day. I'm fanatical about that. But I don't ever...
Wow.
I don't think I've ever in my life... I wash behind my ears, like Grandma used to say, but I never like put soap in my ear.
Yeah, I put soap everywhere.
That's interesting. Am I weird for not doing that?
Yeah.
See, they don't teach you this. And, you know, this should be a class in high school, how to shower properly.
That should be.
I haven't washed my ears in the shower ever, and apparently I'm a... Mm-mm-mm. Maybe it's a Mexican thing. Chuck, do you wash your ears in the shower?
No, this is insane. I don't know what these two are talking about.
So it's a Mexican thing.
I literally know no one that does that.
All right.
You don't wash your face in the shower?
Ears. Yes, ears.
Right, yeah, but when you wash your face and you wash your ears...
You stick your finger in your ear?
Yeah, like on the inside, Chuck, on the outside, behind my ears.
I don't think you should be doing that.
Rinse everything out.
I agree.
No, that's a bad idea.
That
might be a Latin American thing.
Yeah.
Someone else will chime in on that. Thanks for the call, Marco. Chris is up next on the Mark Arm Show. Hello, Chris.
Hey, man. Appreciate
it. Welks, buddy.
I got the answer to your dilemma, my friend.
Okay.
It's not a mental thing. It's not a shoulder thing. It is your mind telling you you need one of them multi-shower head showers. You can just get in there and get sprayed down from all directions.
What the hell's a multi-head shower?
Oh, you never seen those?
No.
Oh, man, they got them on the walls, on the ceiling. You get hit with water from all directions. It's like a car wash for the body.
Is it enjoyable, though?
Oh, it is fantastic.
Really?
You probably don't have to do any turning around like that.
That's a lazy man shower. You just stand in there and let it all happen.
Oh, man, you get one, your troubles will be over, my friend.
I've never even seen one of those in a hotel or anything. Is that, you got a special order that?
Oh, man, take a trip through Lowe's or Home Depot. You'll see them all over the place.
All right, well, multi-head shower, is that what you call it?
Yeah, that's what I call it.
Chris, do you wash your ears in the shower?
Not in the shower, in the sink after I shave, just to make sure, you know, all the shaving creams
out there. All right, that's a Latin American thing, Longoria. Robin is in Conyers. Robin, welcome to the program.
Mark.
Robin.
I am disappointed.
Well, the list is probably long, but give me the number one reason.
When you said you are questioning the night shower people, what do you mean?
Why would you shower at night and not in the morning?
You absolutely have to shower at night before you get in the bed. You have to wash the day off of you.
But do you shower in the morning also?
No. Why? Because you showered at night. All you're doing at night is sleeping. I mean,
yeah, you're not running a marathon or anything.
Then you can sleep a few extra, you know, minutes, maybe even hours, because you don't have to take that shower.
You don't feel like dirty when you wake up in the morning, like
absolutely not. Let me tell you, I was born and raised in St. Louis,
mm-hmm.
and one of your guys there had made a good point. In the Midwest, you know, it's usually colder in the morning, so my mom raised us, you know, to take showers at night. And then in the morning when you get up, your pores, you know, you're not opening your pores and trying to get a shower in the morning and catching a cold. So, no. I
didn't know open pores is how people got cold.
Well, you know, you just try to, you know.
I have no problem with showering at night, Robin, but, like, when you get up, isn't your hair all messy from sleeping the night?
You put water in it.
No, my hair is braided, so I don't have that.
You don't have that issue. All right.
No, I don't have that problem at all. And then I want to say this, and I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
I don't wash my ears either. I use a Q-tip just like you.
Yeah. I go through so many Q-tips.
Oh, I use Q-tips.
I clean my ears like I'm fanatical about it. I like, if I think there's anything cooking in my ears, bam, Q-tips in there, the whole works.
You know, that's the worst thing to put in there.
I know. You're not supposed to do
you're
it.
Not supposed to clean
I don't
your
care.
Ear.
I dig in there.
You're supposed to use those wax things and light
them
on the
edge. I go second knuckle deep.
Yeah, those coning things.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Now that's
hot neighbor and I'll
Mexican.
Do that. You ever done that?
What do you do?
Coning?
Yeah. These, you don't. Those wax cones?
They're wax cones, and you lay your head to the side and you stick it and you light it. And the air pressure, it's just like, hey, listen. You
what
know how,
the hell
now
I'm
that,
talking about?
Now that is Mexican.
Like a barbecue, you know, the bottom draft thing, you open it up, and because of the heat, it pulls.
So, ho.
What?
It's a wax cone.
Yeah.
It's made of wax.
Yes.
How big?
Like wax paper. I don't know. What,
probably maybe about that long.
And you stick
foot?
That in your ear?
Yeah, so
not the whole thing,
to,
just the tip.
Just the tip. You stick it in your ear.
Just the tip.
And then you light it on fire.
And then you light it, and the air pressure
put a plate
changes,
underneath you so that
and it yeah, the air pressure changes, and it pulls all the gunk out of your ear up into the cone, and you let it go down a little ways, and then you just blow it out. You have to do it with somebody.
Do you have to put leeches on your back while you're doing it? What it's the awesome. Hell kind of freaking medieval
neighbor,
thing is
listen,
that?
I'm telling you, Hot Neighbor showed me this trick. It's awesome. And then your ears
what do you mean?
Are
it's,
like
a, it's a trick? What are you talking? Is this a, like, do you make this at home? Is this
no,
a legit
you
product?
Can buy them.
Yeah, you buy them. You buy them. You can get them at, like,
where
I've
you could probably buy them.
No,
yeah.
No, no.
You could probably buy them at a Mexican store also, but in Texas, that's where we used to buy them.
Some of them can be kind of expensive. She gets them online.
You guys are yanking my chain.
I'm not. I swear to God.
We'll look it up.
Who makes them?
I don't know.
Oh, I have no idea. I'll have
it's
her text.
Probably
I'll
not.
Her, I'll have her find him and text him. And
you
I'll
stick
you.
Something in your ear and light it, and that gets the
but it's
that
long.
Cleans your ears.
The cone, so the air pressure changes from the top of the
and
cone.
And it draws all
heat,
that
and
stuff
it draws
out.
It all out.
Yeah. Draws what out?
All your
the wax,
wax
and
everything.
Everything.
And what does it go? Flies into the air?
No, it just goes inside the cone.
Yeah, when you're done with it, when you're finished
is
with it.
Is the big part of the cone in
that's,
your
that's
ear?
The
no.
Part, no, that's the part you light. The
that's
tiny
the part,
part is what's in your ear.
I'm assuming this is a one-shot use.
Right.
Yeah, you just use them and then you're done. Then, you know, 3 or 4 months later.
If you cut it open, you'll see all the gunk inside.
Oh, yeah, it's gross.
You can see all the
stuff. It pulls so much
stuff
out of your ear.
And you got to, like, tilt your head down?
Yeah, you just got to lay there. And that's why you got to have somebody kind of with
you. You need a partner for that.
Right. You can't do it by yourself.
I don't fully believe you. I think you guys got together.
There's two of us here. We're not making it.
No,
usually
I think
put like a little plate, like you stick it through the plate, so that if
what do you mean a plate?
Like a paper plate.
Like a paper plate.
What?
So if anything falls, it doesn't
fall
on your hair.
You cut a hole around your ear, so that if you do invite,
I'm 99% sure during the last news break, you two fools got together and you were like, we're gonna totally jerk with Aram here.
It's true.
With a wax cone fire plate story.
I'm gonna find it. It's amazing.
Never heard of such
call
a
call up if you've heard of it.
I call your bluff.
No.
404-872-0750 1-800-WSB-TALK. God help you if you're lighting stuff and putting it in your ears. On Twitter at Mark Arum. This is the Mark Arum Show. And you can get a scoop later. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
I'm blown away. Blown away that ear candling is an actual thing. I'm speechless.
I'm so happy right now.
Yeah.
I am too. I found an ear candling video.
The look on your
face. A tutorial.
Yeah.
We'll play that after the news at 11. I am floored that I've lived 41 years on this planet and never heard of sticking something that's on fire in your ear to clean your ear.
Yeah.
It works though.
It's like that's like waterboarding.
I know. Sometimes
it's like you got to hold one guy down and you put a sheet over his head and then you got to have a plate and then you stick it in his ear. That's torture.
No. Man, it's awesome.
It feels good too.
It does. It feels really
good. I'll play the video.
We should
up
do one live
11.
On the air next week.
Oh, not for me. You guys can do it. Noah and Conyers, what the hell is going on in this world, Noah?
Not much. I was just about to tell you about that ear candling. Yeah, I wash my ears out every day whenever I take a shower because I got half-inch plugs in my ears.
You got half-inch who?
Plugs.
Plugs, okay.
Earrings.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But if you think about it, I'm a truck driver. If you think about it, all these trucks are on the road. We only get showers whenever we stop to get fuel for the night.
Understood.
At a truck stop. All these... And you may go 2-3 days without actually being able to get in to take a shower.
I no longer want to be a truck driver. I thought I did, but I need the shower. And I would, if I was a truck driver in my passenger seat, I'd have a 500 count of Q-tips. And they've got to be name brand. They can't be generic. There is a difference between...
Huge difference.
Yeah, yeah, you got to get the regular Q-tips. Taylor and Bethlehem, have you ever stuck anything on fire and put it in your ear?
No.
Have you ever heard of ear candling?
I have heard of ear candling, and I've heard some really bad things about it. I will stick to the Q-tips, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, what's going on? Am I compensating for my shoulder injury, or am I losing my mind in the shower? What's going on?
It sounds like maybe a little bit of both. I can't really keep from losing the mind.
Do you wash your ears in the shower or no?
I don't.
Yeah, that's a weird thing, Longoria.
I don't.
What do you mean it's a weird thing?
The
thing I do is I turn my earrings. That's about the closest thing.
Yeah, take your earrings off. If you want an Instagram picture... No, I'm kidding. Just kidding, Taylor. Gotta run. We're going to come back. I'm going to play the YouTube video on how to clean your ears with a candle on fire. Ear candling, it's called. We'll have your calls as well. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. On Twitter, at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show. Since you came around, now you want to see what's going down. Trying to tell me how you want me to...